know, maybe you're just joining me for the first time, I'm doing a challenge, a 25 days challenge. Something. Okay, at the beginning, day one, I said I want to tell you guys the story, but maybe I should just tell you the story. Story, I beg. All right, so we have a podcasters group, and somebody brought something up concerning doing a challenge. I had this in mind, like, before she even said something like that. I was thinking maybe it'd be nice to do a challenge or a series, let me call it a series, on the podcast with you all, like, just with you guys. And she just brought it up. I was like, okay, so somebody is saying this, to be nice to join. And I said, what would I like love to talk about that will help each and every one of us, help you to help me, because I need it too. This podcast is not just for you, it's for me too. Because I learn from it too. And I was now thinking, what do we need? And I realized, me right now in my life, I am planning for 2022. That's where it came from. So podcasters came together. They say, okay, not all. Some of them say, okay, they would love to join the challenge. And everything. So we are doing this challenge, 25 days challenge. Some people are doing 30 days, like throughout the month. But mine is stopping on Christmas Day. That's why it's called a Podmas. Podcastmas. And there's a prize attached to it, guys. I was thinking, if I win this, I'm planning to do a giveaway. And I don't know what to do, for who, like, how to do this giveaway. But I'm going to come up with an idea on how to do the giveaway. So expect a giveaway if I win this challenge. Even though it might not be just me, but if this challenge goes well, if I do it till 25th December, then we are going to be having a Christmas giveaway. Okay, so welcome to a new day. And today, what are we talking about? Today, I'm here to tell you that you need to stop insulting yourself. Yeah. Let me say plainly. You might be joking with it. You need to stop insulting yourself. Yes, you might not see it as if it's an insult, but you're insulting yourself. You're hurting yourself without knowing. True. Guys, let me just tell you the plain truth. You are doing that without knowing, though. You might not know, but it's affecting you. When you speak negatively of yourself, you don't know, but it comes back at you. If you start having this mindset that, I'm not a fine girl. I don't know, ladies, if you've experienced this. If you have this mindset of, oh, I'm not a fine girl. Ah, that girl's finer than me. With time, that's how you start seeing yourself. You start seeing yourself as someone that is not beautiful at all. When you are the most beautiful girl on this earth. Okay, you might not be the most beautiful, but you are one of them. And yeah, it starts like that. So when you start thinking negatively of yourself, when you start speaking negatively of yourself, it comes back at you. It starts to work. The mouth is powerful. What we say is very powerful. You might be joking with it, but it's very powerful. So as we're going into year 2022, start practicing positive self-talk. Speak positively of yourself. I almost bit my tongue right now. Speak positively of yourself. Don't bring down yourself with your own mouth. Take yourself high with your own mouth. It might not be happening with you right there, but when you continue to say this kind of things to yourself, it works. You might think, oh, it's motivation. Not be motivation, they work. Let me tell you my own story. As a very young girl, I think as a teenager, when I look at myself in the mirror, I have three sisters, and I felt like, oh my God, where am I from? I don't think I'm part of the beautiful ones in this family, because I felt, okay, my sisters might listen to it, but girls, yes, that's how I felt though. I felt like, oh, I'm not that fine. I'm just there. I'm so chubby, blah, blah, blah. And that affected me, because at some point, and I have tiny eyes. So I noticed that I have tiny eyes, and I just want to hide myself. This, I don't know, when I walk those days, I put my head down because I don't look at anybody. I just want to walk and go. Like, I don't want anybody to greet me. I felt so down, like, felt so low of myself. I looked at myself in a very low way. That is low self-esteem. Yeah, low self-esteem, they call it. Yeah, I think that was what it's called. I felt so bad of myself. I was speaking badly of myself. At some point, I was saying I'm too tall because, yeah, I'm a tall girl. And I felt like, oh, this girl, you're too tall. Because in secondary school, last, you stress my life, Smosha. Is it bad to be tall? Secondary school, because of how tall I was. Okay, in my house, almost everybody's tall. Not almost. We are all tall in the family. So it was something normal. And I left the house and went to boarding house, to boarding school. And all of a sudden, oh, this girl, you're so tall. It's so tall. So I made it look as if I was how you put it now? They made it look as if me being tall was a bad thing. That was just the plain truth. And it really affected me. But with time, I got to realize, you are tall and you are a very beautiful girl. You are tall. Like, when you go out, people are looking at you and like, wow, this girl, you are so tall and so fine. I had to change my mindset. I had to change my mind. What I say, what I think about myself. I had to start looking at myself in the mirror and say, okay, no matter how you look, you are still growing. You will go better. Like, you will look better in the future. I'm true. I look better in the future. That's how I started. So I started thinking, I said, oh, I will look better. Let me just grow. Or maybe it's money. I said, maybe because I'm in secondary school, I'm still looking like this. Maybe when I go to university, I would change. I'm telling the plain truth. I'm being very sincere. This is what was going in my head those times. Because I'm thinking maybe it's because I'm in secondary school and I'm still wearing school uniform. I'm true, sure. I think that was happening. Everybody was seeing me as a normal school girl. But maybe I left secondary school. I had to start rethinking. I checked through, I researched on some things. And I realized, last, you're not ugly. I never really thought of myself ugly. I just said I was not so fine. You're not ugly. You're your own kind. You have tiny eyes. You wear glasses. So, you know, those days, people were not really wearing glasses as now. So I think I was one of the few people wearing glasses in my class. But now I feel good about myself. You can't tell me anything about myself except when I know, okay, this is something I think me too. It's not really nice of me. And I know, okay, yeah, this is not me. But you can't tell me something I know. You tell me, see this girl. How is it now? No, they will say, see this girl. See how you look. Ah! You cannot tell me that and I'll feel bad though. Because me, I know how I look. You don't need to tell me how I look, girl. Please! Okay, so, end of story. End of the story. The story has ended, please. The super story is gone. So don't forget today, stop talking badly of yourself. Stop speaking wrong things to yourself. Stop insulting yourself. Stop saying things that are wrong. You know you're not that. But you speak it to yourself and you start to believe it. Stop it before it goes into 2022. You need it. You need to boost up yourself in 2022. So stop it now. Alright, so make sure you share this episode. Subscribe to the podcast. I keep saying this. Subscribe, and share. If you don't share, wahala, big wahala. Subscribe to the podcast, share, and see ya tomorrow.